So now I speak for most of humanity, asking the questions of most of humanity, making the statements of most of humanity, so that more of humanity may have and know God's responses to these questions and statements, even as I do, so that I may continue to know that I know.
And so a circle completes itself in you, and a prophecy is fulfilled through you. For I have said to all of humanity, unto you will I send my messengers, and among you they will walk. Not only one, but many, not only in ancient times, but through all the ages, bringing you the knowing of the truth of your being, even as that truth emerges in and through them as them. And they will say to you, listen, listen to this invitation. There is another way. There is another way to experience God. There is another way to live life. Your differences do not have to create divisions. Your contrasts do not have to produce conflicts. The variations in your beliefs do not have to bring violence to your lives. There is another way. Yet you will not find that way by searching for it. You will only find it by creating it. And you will not create it by remaining stuck in old beliefs, but only by opening yourself to new ideas. New ideas about God and about life that can truly light the world.
Well, I want to help to bring those new ideas to humanity, even as they were given to me.
So continue now this dialogue, if that is what serves you, even as you serve humanity through this experience. For in this dialogue, I will speak to you of tomorrow's God, who will be different from the God of your yesterdays in many important ways. There is much to explore in our conversation, so yes, let us continue.
Thank you. And so to get back to where we were, it's the perception of many people on this earth that your job, God's job, is to tell human beings what is best for them. I mean, you tell us what's best for us, then it's up to us to do it, or else. I know this is a simplified restating of one of humanity's sacred beliefs, but that's how it feels to us.
That belief is a fallacy. That is not God's job, and that is not God's purpose, and that is not God's function. It is the job and purpose of the God that many of you have created in your imaginations, but not of the God who really is. It is the function of yesterday's God, but not of tomorrow's God.
Now that's the second time you've used that phrase. What do you mean by tomorrow's God?
The God in whom you will believe on some future tomorrow. The God in whom you will have faith in your future.
Oh, so we are going to get a new God.
Not a new God, strictly speaking, but a new version of God, a larger version of God. This is the same God who always was, is now, and always will be. It is simply not the God of your present understanding.
But what if I don't want to let go of yesterday's God?
Then you will continue to create your life as you now know it on your planet.
So, what's so bad about that?
Look around you. You like what you see? Then go ahead, continue to believe what you believe. But don't think things aren't going to change. It's not a question of if, but how. Everything is going to change. And sooner or later, so will humanity's beliefs about God. That is when you will say goodbye to yesterday's God.
When is this going to happen?
Actually, it's beginning to happen right now.
Really? Well, so much for that being what saves the world, because it's not changing anything.
Yes, it is. You're just not seeing the change. You're not aware of it. But as the changes increase, as they spread, you'll become more and more aware of them. Indeed, you'll become part of them.
Well, when will the process be complete?
Never. The process of seeing and experiencing more and more of God is never ending. That's the joy of it.
Okay, when will it be complete enough for things to start getting better around here?
Soon, very soon, if humanity is willing.
What does that mean?
It means that if humanity makes this choice, a movement, a radical shift in humanity's understandings about God could occur rapidly, easily within your lifetime, within 3 decades, perhaps even faster than that, once the first domino falls.